Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Citizens by Simon Sharma. Preface. Asked what he thought was the significance of the French Revolution, the Chinese Premier, Zhou Enlai, is reported to have answered, "It's too soon to tell. 200 years may still be too soon, or possibly too late, to tell." Historians have been overconfident about the wisdom to be gained by distance, believing it somehow confers objectivity, one of those unattainable values in which they have placed so much faith. Perhaps there is something to be said for proximity. Lord Acton, who delivered the first famous lectures on the French Revolution at Cambridge in the 1870s, was still able to hear firsthand, from a member of the Orléans dynasty, the man's recollection of Dumouriez gibbering on the streets of London when hearing the news of Waterloo. Suspicion that blind partisanship fatally damaged the great romantic narratives of the first half of the 19th century dominated scholarly reaction during the second half. As historians institutionalized themselves into an academic profession, they came to believe conscientious research in the archives could confer dispassion, the prerequisite for winkling out the mysterious truths of cause and effect. The desired effect was to be scientific rather than poetic, impersonal rather than impassioned. And while, for some time, historical narratives remained preoccupied by the life cycle of the European nation-states, wars, treaties, and dethronements, the magnetic pull of social science was such that structures, both social and political, seemed to become the principal objects of inquiry. In the case of the French Revolution, this meant transferring attention away from the events and personalities.